living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my show.
こんにちは皆さん、漫画先生です。よろしく。
Hey everybody, it's Manga Sensei. Today we're going over a little bit more about kanji and awesome kanji learning resources. Also some of my reviews of some of these resources for your opinion. So you can expand your wonderful Japanese vernacular. So if you would like to learn kanji, there's a whole bunch of useful resources on the internets and other places.The first that I would definitely recommend to anyone trying to learn kanji is the Tangorin. I'll put all these in the show notes so you can check it down below. The Tangorin website. The Tangorin website has all of the kanji that you could want. I believe you can also sort them into lists, which I am very, very fond of. And you can basically see all the kanji at a glance. This will give you a good idea, the readings, how they're said. This is brought from a dictionary called Jim Bream, which I highly trust and is used by most dictionaries from like Jisho to Imiwa to Kanji Dict to Edict to any other kanji system that you're looking for. The internet is most likely going to be from this source, and Tangorin is a great place to start looking up kanji.Another good place is the jisho.org dictionary. It has all of the kanji, including their stroke order, which I find extremely important, but that can also be found in Hangorin or Jisho, whichever one you find is a little more fluid for you. Finding a dictionary, I feel, is almost like a personal process. It's one of those things where you kind of have to like feel it out yourself. The next system that I recommend is...For only for beginning learners. If you are a more advanced learner, if you are passing JLPT N3 N4 and I mean N3 N2 or N1, sorry, the three highest levels, I do not recommend this resource because I feel it is useless to go backwards. And that is the Wani Kani web application. This is made by the guys at Tofugu who are awesome. I dig the guys at Tofugu. They do a lot of really, really cool stuff. However, they have a really awesome tool for learning kanji called Wani Kani. Wani Kani is basically alligator crab. Wani is alligator and Kani is crab. And it's a cool, great website that helps you learn kanji from ground zero with great mnemonics, which are memory devices, as well as learning how it's read and learning how it works.This is a great tool for learning kanji, especially if you're a beginning learner. However, you cannot skip levels, at least on the system that I was using when I investigated this, for preparing for this episode. So if you are a more advanced learner, this may be something that you would probably try to do a workaround. Another good example is how do I feel about flashcards? Flashcards are a great resource. However, I recommend getting printed flashcards from White Rabbit. White Rabbit Express is an online website that has a whole bunch of exciting and cool language tools. Everything from flashcards to treats from Japan. They have a lot of really cool resources on there. However, they have a really, really good flashcard system for learning the kanji. They come in two individualized sets, one for JLPT N5 through N3, and then one for N2 and N1. These kanji sets are extremely well-rounded, have all the information you need, and the reason I recommend that over writing your own is because they have the stroke order on there, and they also have, which isn't as necessary now, I believe, with messaging, but you can read the printed nice text barrier, you can read your own handwriting.Now, some people are going to ask, what do you like Heising system? No, I do not. I do not like it because it teaches the meaning of things, but it does not teach you the readings, and it does not teach you the readings in context. I really recommend finding a good book that you can read in Japanese, particularly a manga if you like those, or a book that you would enjoy reading in Japanese. I'm currently reading a book about the Toyota company that I really enjoy, finding symbols that I still don't know. That's a great way to find some good resources. With that, though, I will sign off, and I will catch you folks tomorrow. But remember, make some mistakes, and I will catch you later. Until then, Johnny.
Stay facts.